U.S. greater than IPTA students to receive 15% reduction for their hostel and service fees. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz IPTA students to receive 15% reduction for their hostel and service fees news. IPTA students to receive 15% reduction for their hostel and service fees. International YouTuber points out key mistakes in Al Jazeera's controversial video about Mashiach. Did you know, posting pictures of police reports on social media is actually an offense? Here's why the Gov wants to bottle COVID-19 vaccines in Malaysia once it's ready. Four dirty food processing factories in Bukit Mertajam closed for 2 weeks. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Temuan Orang Asli community. Here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Nor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Mashiach. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Masliza Mamhad for being Oxford's second Majin female associate professor. People Features Lifestyle. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Mashians are going crazy for these 5 popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. H&M, Aldo and 6 popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Wab tries, we can't get enough of Myeongrang, the famous Korean premium street snacks. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granty Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia. What is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup. More Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. For the second semester of academic session 2019-2020, students at public universities will be receiving a discount of up to 15% for their varsity fees. This includes hostel and service fees. Such a decision was made due to the complaints and feedback received from parents as well as students whose household income had been seriously affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, according to Bernama. Datuk Dr. Noraini Ahmad, Ministry of Higher Education stated that a total allocation of RM 72 million is needed in this move where RM 20 million has already been approved by the Ministry of Finance. Meanwhile, the remaining RM 52 million will be taken from the internal allocation of the public universities. The minister said 523,318 students will benefit from this implementation, responding to the question by Datuk Seri Shamsul Iskandar Modakin, PH Hang Tua Jaya. Shamsul Iskandar wanted to know the government's decision in refunding part of the fees as students were not able to attend classes during the MCO period. Additionally, Noraini also mentioned that IPT is given the flexibility to choose the suitable mode of conducting lessons based on the programs. Regardless of online teaching or physical, the process must always follow the standard operating procedures instructed by the government. Starting this month, 4 other categories of students have been allowed to return to their respective campuses in stages before the full reopening of all universities in October. Also read, Majin Senator suggests introducing sign language as third language in educational institutes.
Source,
Burnama Source, NSS Solution. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.